Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with 88.5 News on KNKX. Still no conclusive answers in some closely watched city council races in Burien. The latest numbers this afternoon from King County Elections show several races still in a dead heat. 88.5's Will James has been following all of this and is here to chat with us about it now. Will, before we get to the latest returns, let's begin with why so many people outside Burien care about this.
Right. Well, reporters like myself are paying attention to Burien this year because it feels like a community where local politics really have been transformed by the Trump era. It's a nonpartisan city council race, but voters are divided almost along national lines with a more progressive camp and a more conservative camp. And they're debating things like whether Burien should be a sanctuary city in these really emotional terms.
Yeah. So the latest numbers we saw today, what do they tell us?
Right. So there are four seats up this year, and some of them are still very close. Two of the candidates from what I'll call the more conservative-leaning slate have narrow leads. That's incumbent Debbie Wagner and her running mate Joel Manning. And on the more progressive side, two of those candidates are ahead in their races, and that's incumbent Nancy Tosta, who has a comfortable lead, and her running mate Crystal Marks, who is ahead by 5 votes. So if these numbers hold, a bunch of these people will be working together next year after a very harsh campaign.
Boy, 5 votes, that is a razor-thin margin there. So what's actually at stake? You know, once the ultimate results come in, some of these folks might have to work together, but what's at stake issue-wise in Burien here?
Well, whether or not Burien stays a sanctuary city, policy won't really change. The police say they're not going to start asking about people's immigration statuses in Burien, even if the city council decides to repeal that law. My sense is that the emotion in this race has a lot to do with Burien's identity and the face the community wants to present to the world in this very divided era. And it's also about representation. Burien's Latino population has tripled since 2000, but there has never been a Latino city council member. There are two Latinos running, Jimmy Mata and Pedro Holguin, but they're both behind in their races at the moment.
All right. Well, we'll keep following it. Will James, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.